105.1 Mike FM.
All right, the music is so good. I have two fabulous guests in studio, and ladies first. So I want to welcome Camille Isaacs Morel. Good day, young lady.
Hello, Marie. Great to be here.
And also, I'm going to just call him the brain doctor, which is what I used to call him before, actually. And why do I say before? I'll explain to everybody. But bienvenue, Dr. Lubarsky. Welcome.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir. You had me when I came in after my problem, so...
I did.
I figured it's only fair. And, you know, when people see you to see a neurologist, you get scared. But you and your staff, you were just wonderful. And when I saw your name for this event, I said, come on. Come on, man. Things come about in very bizarre ways sometimes. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, was there a question in there?
No,
I'm happy to,
it was just a comment.
I'm just happy to hear you're doing so well, Marie.
It was, well, yes. As I said, not that I didn't want to see you again, but you did.
I prefer to see you under these circumstances.
Exactly. And I have to ask Camille now, how did this come about? Explain to my audience.
Well, you know, Marie, you said it to me before that it's a small world. And when you saw that Dr. Lubarsky was coming on, you made the connection. Well, Dr. Lubarsky and Full Circle Productions made the connection with Hope for Dementia through somebody who knew somebody who told them to get in touch with us. Anyway, so last year, we were approached by Dr. Lubarsky and Tracy Brownstein. They're the producers of Full Circle Productions. They were putting on a Valentine's show, Forget Me Not, and they were saying that the proceeds would be given to Hope for Dementia. I went to the show and I was blown away. And they made a wonderful donation to me just in the nick of time when I was about to close one of my programs for lack of funding. Anyway, I just found it's a delight working with Dr. Lubarsky and with Tracy and the team, the crew at Full Circle Productions. And we're so happy to be collaborating with them again this year for the Ghostlight concert, which you're going to be talking about. Yeah.
Yes, actually, great doctor, fantastic, talented person for these events, cultural events, and also very good looking. Doctor, how did it come about? Tell me about Ghostlight, especially. Give me an idea.
So just to give you a little bit of background, Full Circle Productions is the name of our musical theater company. It was founded by Tracy Brownstein in 2016. I became involved in 2021. And it's been really a passion project for both of us ever since. We've been putting on shows in different venues around Montreal, and we even put on a show off-Broadway in New York a couple of years ago. And in the last couple of years, we've really tried, as the company is growing and as the talent is growing, we've really tried to make charity one of our missions. And so we've been using the opportunity to not only showcase the amazing talent of our cast at Full Circle Productions, but also to raise money for good causes. Okay. And so that's how we got connected with Camille and the good people at Hope for Dementia. And so it's just such a pleasure for me to be able to be doing something I love doing, which is being around all these very talented, amazing performers, but also to be raising money for good causes, and in this case, a neurological cause.
That was going to be my next question. Obviously, dementia is listed under the neurology, right, care?
Correct, yes. That's something that I would typically see. I have many patients who suffer from dementia and other types of cognitive impairments.
I'm very familiar with the work that Camille does in Hope for Dementia, and it's thrilling from the first day that I saw the programs they offer, what they do, trying to identify, you know, if you do need that help, or are you slowly moving into that condition. Just amazing. And her people and her team also. Full Circle Productions, I heard about when I met you. How do you get actors? How do you decide as a producer what place to put on? Because for this event, it's called Ghostlight.
Yeah. So I'd like to just clarify something. We don't put on actual Broadway shows. We don't put on what are called book shows like Les Misérables or Phantom of the Opera. What we do is create original cabaret-style shows. So what that means is we select songs from many different shows that people know, and we put them together, and they usually come together around a theme. And so the songs are ones that are often very familiar to people, but they're put together in a way that is unique, and we have our own unique arrangements, we have our own unique set designs and audiovisual elements. It's a different type of experience. We're not just simply putting on plays. So I really encourage people to come out and see what we do, because I think it's pretty unique.
Sounds very entertaining.
Oh, I can assure you it's extremely entertaining. And I'm glad to hear that Camille was so impressed and blown away, because I have to say we have such incredible talent here in Montreal. And sometimes that doesn't go well enough broadcasted.
Yeah. You know something I also wanted to mention to you, Marie, and for your listeners, that what we're finding at Hope for Dementia is that more and more our clients are asking for music programs and music therapy. And we do have persons that who animate sessions and are helping seniors to recall past music songs that they liked. And we have some workshops where they actually write songs together. So the music and memory is coming very nicely together, particularly at this time when music therapy and music and memory are being discussed more and more. And this show, Ghostlight, talks about love and memory, and when some lights fade, some memories, you know, they still remain. So I'm very pleased with the connection between Ghostlight and the music and the cabaret and Hope for Dementia.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Man. That's a fantastic connection.
Yes.
All right. So, Doctor, how do you become a producer? I would have thought you'd be on stage.
No, you will not be seeing me on stage, and probably your listeners will be thankful for that. Tracy, who founded Full Circle Productions, and I go way back. We've been friends for 40 years, and so she's the one who really spearheaded this project. And I got involved, in fact, 5 years ago when my son was interested in entertaining and singing, and so he did a couple of shows. And as a kid, we're an adult troupe, but he was involved in the cast for a number of shows. And at a certain point, he decided to do other things, but I refused to leave because I was loving what I was doing so much. So I remain on as a co-producer at Full Circle Productions, and I think Tracy and I do some pretty great work.
100%, and I'll tell you my feeling on it. Culture and music heal. And we have so much pressure, so much negative around us. We work so hard every day to, you know, what is it? Keep calm and carry on, right? Is that what Churchill said? And sometimes, you know, you just feel, I'm on the verge, man. I'm not going to make it. It's just, you just want to give up until some great music comes on.
I completely agree, Marie. And, you know, I think Montreal needs this culture more and more. And I would add that though our niche is Broadway, you know, in musical theater, you don't need to be a musical theater buff to enjoy these shows.
Yeah.
And I would say I would really encourage people to come out and just see what we do and hear the talent. And I guarantee you that you will love these shows.
Well, I see glitter and feathers, which are associated with cabaret.
You might. I can't give away too much, you know, but you might see some things that tantalize the eyes and for sure the ears.
Yeah. You know, Liza Minnelli, of course, comes to mind when we think about cabarets.
Of course, yeah.
And it's a format or a genre that we lost. It just faded over the decades. I am so glad you brought that word back, cabaret. Right on, Doc. We need to go to a quick break. When we come back, do you mind if we, before we give all the details and everything with Camille, if I just ask a few questions about what you do?
My pleasure, sure.
Thank you.
105.1 Mike FM.
Amateurs des viandes, découvrez des vrais basterma, une révélation authentique à Laval où des centaines d'arômes et saveurs sont regroupés sous un même toit. Chez Original Basterma, nous utilisons que des viandes de qualité supérieure. Nos saucisses soujouk sont 100% bœuf épicé à la perfection. Né dès aujourd'hui, goûtez à nos délices de viande qui racontent l'histoire de notre recette familiale de 60 ans. OriginalBasterma.ca. Des produits arméniens, méditerranéens, maintenant à la portée de la main. Ouvert lundi au samedi. 41-70 Saint-Elzéar à Laval. OriginalBasterma.ca. Toujours la qualité et la fraîcheur.
Mike.
Now's the time to take advantage of the best deals. At Beidoun Dental Clinic, we're offering tempting limited-time deals on dental implants for only $3,300 instead of $4,600. Fixed bridges with a 10% discount. And even Surek crowns, delivered in 2 hours for only $1,400 instead of $1,800. With these offers, you also benefit from our comprehensive services, gum treatments, root canals, and oral surgery performed with professionalism and precision. And don't forget, we accept same-day emergencies because your comfort is our priority. And parking? It's free for all visitors. This offer is valid until May 30th, 2026. Call us now at 514-323-3344 or visit us at 9218 Lacordaire Boulevard, St. Leonard. Beidoun Dental Clinic. Exceptional offers and a smile that changes everything.
Mike FM.
Le 16 mai à 20h, plongez dans la magie de Broadway au Théâtre Beanfield. Full Circle Productions présente Ghostlight, un cabaret poignant qui célèbre l'amour à travers une musique et une danse inoubliables. Nous rappelons que, même lorsque tout s'éteint, certaines lumières demeurent. Joignez-vous à nous pour soutenir Espoir pour la démence et contribuer au financement de la prévention, de l'éducation et de la recherche partout au Canada. Réservez vos billets dès maintenant sur espoirpourladémence.org.
Mike FM.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have in studio, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Camille Morel. She represents and is Vice President of Hope for Dementia. And she hooked us up with Dr. Stuart Lubarsky, who is a producer at Full Circle Productions. But just before that in his life, he got up one day and said, I think I'm going to be a brain surgeon. How did that work?
Well, I'll make a slight correction there. I'm not actually a surgeon, although that's a common misconception that people have. So I'm a neurologist, not a neurosurgeon, although we often work closely together.
Find the problem and somebody else will do
it. Yeah. So I see patients. I'm a general neurologist and I'm based at the Montreal General Hospital. And so I see patients with all manner of neurological disorders, from epilepsy to Parkinson's to multiple sclerosis, migraines, and of course, I see many patients with dementia and cognitive impairment.
You said migraines. I hear hundreds of my audience paying attention at this moment. Somebody said Botox helps migraines. Do you know anything about this?
I know a little bit about this, so that can be true. Migraines is a huge problem in our population, as a matter of fact, and it's a very common problem. It's probably represents about 50% of my patient base. We can treat migraine. The treatments for migraines have really revolutionized, in fact, over the last 5 years. But one of the treatments we can sometimes offer to people who are having very chronic migraines is Botox. Not everybody is eligible for those treatments, but there are conditions in which they are.
Where do you give the injection?
You mean where in Montreal?
Where on the body? Because the only Botox injections I know of are between the eyebrows to get rid of what they call the 11.
These aren't aesthetic procedures.
Or the lips,
fact, or cosmetic. No, they're, although they can be administered around the temples as well, but often they're administered in the back of the head and, yes, around the temples and eyes as well. You can lose some of your crow's feet from that as well, but the main idea is to treat chronic migraines.
Okay, I had an aunt from New York who had, I was just a kid, but I'll never forget the scenes when they used to come on. She'd go in a room, we all had to be quiet, drapes were drawn, and she would just lie there and be in so miserable. And then when she would come out, we'd all be happy, of course, the kids, because we loved her. She was a great aunt. But in New York, even back then, there wasn't much. Nobody knew what causes it. Have you come close to figuring out what causes them?
Are they migraines?
Yeah.
No, so you're quite right. We still don't exactly know. We know that people have a genetic predisposition to having them, but what the trigger is for many people, we in fact don't know. And actually, I would in fact say something quite similar for dementia and cognitive impairment. Despite all the great research that we've had over many, many years, we still don't really know what the underlying cause of Alzheimer's dementia and other dementias is. Again, similar to migraine, there's probably a genetic component, but that's far from the whole story. There are likely to be a lot of environmental factors that are involved as well. That's why, that's one of the reasons I think the people at Hope for Dementia do such a great job, because they recognize the importance of the environmental aspects in the development of dementia, and they're working very hard to provide programs that help prevent those things.
Okay, but doctor, we heard about the plaque we know now. Neurologists like yourself will look at my brain and see that I'm developing this plaque that's going to lead to dementia. Is that a statement
To some extent, you're correct. So to this day, dementia, Alzheimer's, so dementia is a broad term. It's an umbrella term. In fact, there are many different types of dementias, and the one that people hear about the most is, and one of the most common ones, is Alzheimer's dementia, but there are other causes. And to this day, the mainstay of diagnosing dementia is really clinical. What does that mean? That means that it's really based on the story that the patient tells us, and usually we need to speak with family members and other people who can provide collateral history. And it's based on a neurological examination, which includes a good mental status examination and a battery of cognitive tests. That remains the way that we diagnose dementia to this day. It's true that people are looking into different types of fancy imaging techniques, MRI scans, lumbar punctures, things like that. But to this day, those are not the way that we diagnose dementia. So we can't just look at an MRI and say, yes, you have dementia, or yes, you're going to develop dementia.
I'm thrilled to this day because you looked into my brain and the imaging, and you didn't run away screaming. So that was a good sign for me. And I'm just... the fact of doing what you do, I mean, I respect every medical, but... the brain, as you know, I have a heart problem, but I don't know, the brain seems very challenging.
It's like they say, it's not rocket science or anything, but...
Yeah, okay. Pl- please tell me, Camille, your programs are so amazing. And are they considered prevention? Do you deal with people in the seniors' homes, like a show we did once where these lovely young people went? Do you know if somebody is in need of a Dr. Lubarski?
Okay, so first of all, Hope for Dementia is focused on dementia risk reduction and prevention. We advocate for early screening, and we base our programs on the research findings that tell us that there are 14 modifiable risks of dementia. Modifiable in the sense that if you adjust your lifestyle, clustered around areas like nutrition, physical activity, and socialization, that you would tend to reduce your chances of getting dementia by up to 45%. There's no guarantee, but you tend to, this is what the research is saying. So our target audience then would be persons, yes, in seniors' residences and in seniors' wellness centers throughout Canada and in other organizations like the YMCAs, where seniors go sometimes. And what we do is we raise awareness by talking about the modifiable risks of dementia, encouraging people to make lifestyle changes and to be proactive about their brain health. So, there are some people who have some mild cognitive impairment who are in our programs. What we're finding, and this is a lot of anecdotal evidence, we are not yet running research on the participants, but the animators and the participants are telling us that more and more they feel confident in their ability to live their daily lives. They don't feel as limited by aging. They're cognitively sharp. And as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing that the demand for more cognitively demanding types of activities is increasing. We used to start off with a lot of craft programs where they make crafts, where they talk, and now we're seeing them doing a lot of brain games, and they're doing a lot of music and memory activities. So my point is that even if some people are not preventing dementia, it's certainly slowing the path to the decline of your cognitive functions.
Okay, doctor, can you explain cognitive to my audience and to me? What would be a simple example to give us of a cognitive problem?
Sometimes what people do, so cognitive is just a word that talks about brain function. And, you know, there are many different domains of brain function that we can look at and that people can start to notice that they have problems with. So the typical one might be memory, but there are other areas of brain function that can sometimes cause people problems. Can have to do with language problems, can have to do with visual spatial problems. And so various areas of brain function can be affected. And to Camille's point, you know, there are things that people can do every day to try to maintain the functions of all of these different important domains. And I like to clump them into three pillars. So, I counsel patients about the three pillars of brain health. Number one is cognitive activity. So keeping the brain active, that means doing things like puzzles, word puzzles, Sudokus, keeping the brain active by keeping up with current events. All of those things are very good for brain function. I teach people to treat their brains like a muscle. It needs to remain active. That's the first pillar. The second is physical activity. So treat your muscles like a muscle. We know that the brain and the muscles are and the rest of the body are intricately intertwined. And for brains to stay healthy, the rest of the body also needs to be active and healthy. The third pillar is social activity. So for brains to remain healthy, they need to interact with other healthy brains. This is why we saw so much decline in cognitive function over COVID, when people were withdrawn and were not able to interact as much with people.
So true, sir.
So those are the three pillars, and those are in fact the three main areas that Hope for Dementia and their programs really focus on.
Right.
Well, I'm going to add a fourth pillar, and it has to do with Hope for Dementia and Full Circle Productions. Get out there, listen to the music, look at the lights, enjoy the colors, breathe, leave baggage outside. This is live on stage, and you can't beat that, you know, with screens and even cinema. I love live shows, sir. The only reason I never continued in theater, because I did start, is I was so afraid I wouldn't remember the lines. I don't know how actors do it. Whoa.
Well, Marie, we really hope that we're going to see you there on May 16th at the Beanfield Theater.
And the Beanfield Theater is on Notre Dame West, am I right?
Correct. Some of your viewers might remember it as the old Corona Theater. It's
called
the Beanfield Theater.
Yes.
The Beanfield, yeah.
Okay. Well, how long does the show last, sir?
Usually about 2 hours.
Nice. Okay. All right. And I know that you can also get VIP tickets, but general seating is $50?
Yes, $50 for general seating. And I'm just also wanting to say that if you're coming with friends, a group of 10 friends, you can get a 10% discount. So you will give you a batch of tickets for $450 if you come with a group of 10 friends. But regular seating is $50. We are probably at the very limit of our VIP seating. I may need to put some more VIP seats in, but it's going to be a fantastic evening. Hope for Dementia is an organization that really wants to reach out to the community. We're encouraging people to make it a lovely night out. There are many restaurants around the Beanfield Theater. Go have a nice meal and then slip over to us at the Beanfield Theater at 8 o'clock, and we will have some cocktails there, and it will be a fantastic evening. Oh, I forgot to mention, we're going to have some nice door prizes too, including two tickets to our annual gala in November this year. Those of you who went to the gala in 2025 would have heard Dr. Lubarsky on stage speaking about dementia, and also getting a bit of a foretaste of Ghost Light. So I'm encouraging everybody, please support Hope for Dementia, May 16th, Beanfield Theatre. Come and visit our website, hopefordementia.org. Pour les personnes qui nous écoutent maintenant, c'est espoirpourlademence.org. Nous avons une page là pour l'achat de billets. So please come out and support our organization. Everybody knows somebody who has dementia.
Actually, I just want to thank you both. I think what you do is amazing. It encourages me for becoming a better society. Doc, you do the cultural stuff, and you put all this together, and hooking up with Camille here, who's made, you know, gone above and beyond in her efforts to address something that is affecting most of us and that is scary as hell, that our brain goes blank on us.
Yeah.
So will you be on stage to present the show?
You'll see me there, yeah.
Okay. Can I sing along?
I hope so. Yes, I believe that, in fact, you will be able to, because a lot of the songs that you'll hear there are popular songs that are recognizable, and I think you'll really enjoy the show.
Oh, so songs from 1920. Oh, God. Okay. it's a pleasure again. Both of you, thank you for taking the time to address my audience. And le 16 mai, c'est rue Notre-Dame Ouest, c'est the old Corona, right? The Beanfield?
Oui, correct.
Puis vous allez connaître aussi le groupe Full Circle Productions. Ils lâchent pas, ils font des affaires superbes, mais above everything else, also cabaret. You gotta go and see what cabaret style is all about. Thank you both. Would you like to add anything?
Thank you so much for having us, Mary. Really appreciate it. This is a very important cause, and I really hope to see as many people out as we can.
And I just wanted to mention that for your Mike FM listeners, Hope for Dementia is also offering four free tickets or two pairs of tickets here.
Yes, we're going to be giving them out.
So stay tuned to Mike FM. And I want to just thank you, Marie, because you and the team here at Mike FM have been such a wonderful partner for Hope for Dementia. And Dr. Lubarski, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. It's going to be great. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, Camille.
Yeah,
thank
and Dr. Lubarski, may the Lord just reinforce all powers of your education and knowledge so you can help people, because I met someone who forgot who they were and their family, and I cried.
Yes, thank you, Marie.
All right. Have a good one, Doc.
Hope
bye-bye.
For Dementia. Hope.
105.1 Mike FM.